Hundreds of MPP supporters have stormed the party's headquarters protesting against new proposals and guidelines for the party's upcoming primaries. The party, after a NEC meeting, issued a statement announcing a number of affirmative actions the party intends to take ahead of the 2016 elections. As part of the affirmative action, male aspirants are required not to contest incumbent female MPs. The female MPs have also had their filing fees slashed by 50% to reduce the financial burden on them. This did not go down well with some supporters who demonstrated and petitioned the party's flag bearer.
As a chairman, I must say that this decision has been slashed on us in the sense that no consultation has been made. And if consultation has been made, necessarily, we are the custodians of the various constituencies. So why were we not consulted first? So that we can gradually talk to our people and test the sentiments of the people before such a decision. And that is why I believe this decision is far-fetching and is the most unpopular decision that has been taken by our party. My position personally is that I am associating myself with the ordinary people, and I believe that they should reconstitute a meeting so that possibly the decision should be reversed, so that they create an equal playing field for anybody. It's only natural, right, that you don't discriminate anybody based on gender, based on religion, based on race. Thanks. So I believe that our leadership has to sit up and do what will take us to the Jubilee House, come to this issue. I don't believe that the sentiments here are directed towards only one female MP or contestant. No, it's the sentiments that the people are echoing based on women whose children are male counterparts who will one day contest that seat. But when you curtail the right of male to contest the seat, then it means that although they are women, their children who are male counterparts cannot contest the seat in the near future.
Thank you.
And I believe that it's a fundamental limitation on the human as a person. And that is why you can find a lot of women here. This decision, you should see a lot of men fighting for it. But look at the people here. Among all the people are women. So it tells you that even within the women, the decision is unpopular. So if we want to win power, then we have to sit down and really.
But most people think that we should give women the chance so that women can contest and women can be there. So don't you think this is a form of letting women have like upper hand when it comes
Certainly, why not? Why not? I am not against women representation. Not at all. Because I don't sound like a solution. What I'm trying to push across today here as a chairman is to radiate the sentiment of my constituents as a party. However, if it has to do with a particular woman, then I can say that when Ursula was coming to contest Ablekwa West constituency, she was the only female contestant in that race. She contested with the likes of former NADMO Greater Accra Regional Coordinator, Mr. Ben Brown, and the likes of others who have contested that seat, who have paid their quota well to that constituency. But the people, in their own wisdom, based on merit and not discrimination, voted for Ursula Usu. And that right should also be given to any other person who is seeking to represent the constituency. I've been inside, but when I got here, the petition has already been submitted by the women. But like I said, I came in to try and make sure that we will not find any part of our party being cast in a bad image in the eyes of the public. For that matter, I rushed here to talk to them to calm down and to let them know that their petition has been received.